It's Tuesday, June 14th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Are we in a recession? What does the data really tell us? And Twitter's reporting change brings a key learning. This is the Business of Tech. Let's start this segment with this quote from Axios. You might have heard that we're headed for a recession, or possibly even in one already. If you did, then whoever you heard it from, whether it's J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon, or former SEC Chair Harvey Pitt, or multi-platinum recording artist Cardi B, is moonlighting as an economic forecaster. Why this matters? Economic forecasts are ubiquitous, useless, and carry a whiff of the ignoble. If you can ignore them, it generally behooves you to do so. By the numbers, about 55% of Americans currently believe, falsely, that we're in a recession right now, per YouGov, while only around 22% have the true belief that we aren't. U.S. real GDP is on track to grow at 2.8% pace this quarter and a 2.5% pace next quarter, per FactSet estimates. The latest OECD forecast shows 2.5% growth in the U.S. this year and positive growth in all of its 25 member states, as well as the Eurozone at 2.6% and the world at 3%. The SOM rule, a test of whether we're currently in a recession, is in negative territory, implying that we're nowhere near. It needs to be above 0.5 to indicate a recession has arrived. Because in tech, one might be tempted to think things are pretty bad. TechCrunch, with an analysis highlighting that, as of the beginning of June, so far in 2022, a Crunchbase News tally shows more than 17,000 workers were laid off. Of course, to contrast that, Protocol reports that the buzz from RSA last week was more about hiring. Security companies are growing. Why do we care? I've been in that chorus of voices saying I see rough times ahead. Am I buying into the hype? Maybe. Does the data say it? Maybe. And that's the reason to care. The experience appears to be very targeted. Take that layoff data. That's real. Jobs are being lost in portions of tech, linked to the drops in the value of tech companies on the stock market. Let's not be dismissive of that and instead recognize the targeted nature. The Axios advice is smart. Ignore the predictions where you can. Stay close to your customers and track the real-time conditions in your market as they hit you. The turbulence I'm predicting is not necessarily widespread. And most importantly, fundamentals are reliable for a reason. Run your business smartly and watch your numbers. Things will be fine. Twitter redesigned its reporting process for policy violations, and it's now widely available. It uses a symptoms-first reporting flow designed to make it easier to report bad behavior. Here are some details from The Verge. Previously, Twitter's process would ask which policy has been broken and then ask for more details. Instead, the new flow asks for details on what's happened before getting more granular about which rules may have been broken. Twitter's blog post likened the new process to a doctor asking, "Where does it hurt?" rather than immediately jumping to specifics. Early results from the testing have been positive. Twitter says the number of actionable reports increased by 50% as a result of the new process. Why do we care? I'm not interested in this for the specific Twitter feature, but instead for the approach. It diagnoses the symptoms by asking about the symptoms. I'm left thinking a lot about customer experience here. The previous process made assumptions that users knew the policies. By asking which policy was broken, the user was required to know more about the internal workings of Twitter. Moving to a "where does it hurt" model removes that requirement from the end user. It's smart. Think about the use of your own interaction with a customer. Do you require your users to know more than they have to about your internal workings? And can you remove that? Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis CyberProtect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis CyberProtect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening. It is Flag Day, so we'll celebrate that. by recognizing National Bourbon Day. That's one I can get behind. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.